are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the chain.
Welcome to the BCC Club. We're your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer.
And every single week on the BCC Club, we go down an internet rabbit hole.
Exactly.
And deep dive into it, talk about it. And at the end, every single week, if you can believe it.
We fist fight.
We beat each other up. Or we kiss and you don't know which one's going to happen until the end of the episode. No, every single week we have a character. Every single week we have a guest on to talk about the topic.
Yeah.
A person who's an expert on the topic. And This week we're talking about what, Sarah?
Free Britney and the Britney Spears conspiracy theories. Because a lot has come up in the past couple years. I mean very recently, within like 2023, people are like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that.
And it's really exciting because at the end of today's episode, for a little spoiler alert, Our guest is Britney Spears.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We spent a lot of money.
On AI.
On AI. Yes. And Britney Spears is here. So I would stick around if I were you.
All right. Well, Kendall, how was your week though?
It was good. What did I do? What did you do?
I did that show at the Hollywood Improv on Wednesday.
Amazing.
It was really funny. Oh my God. So like after my set, I mean like literally I got off stage and then I stepped outside to call my partner Naomi because they're 9 hours ahead. And I wanted to catch them. I step outside and these two girls walk by and they look at me and they're like, have we seen you do stand up? And I was like, you mean like just now? And they're like, I swear we could have seen you like do stand up. And I was like, are you saying that? Like, I just did stand up. Like, so are you, you've already forgot me in the like 2 minutes I walked. And she's like, one of the girls was like, oh no, we saw you at She's, They's, and Gays.
There you go.
And I was like, wow, how short term is these? Like, they step out of the restaurant. They're like, is that the, I'm wearing like all pink, like juicy tracksuit. Like,
so fun. Did you have a total internal meltdown where you're like, I'm not memorable at all?
I literally walked off stage to go on my phone. And so I was like, oh my God, I didn't leave a mark.
No. Yeah. But no, you did. That's like me. I don't remember any person or anything that's happening. I feel like my brain is like, I have a cast of characters that's like six. It's like you, my girlfriend, my mom, and like two friends. And that's who I know. Anyone else, if I see them out of their like where I usually see them, I will not know who they are. It's really bad. And I know people think that's rude. And I'm like, I don't know what to do because I think I have something really wrong with me.
I think it's just ADHD.
Yeah.
You know, like it's hard with like names. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I always had this thing, since I do have ADHD, where I assumed if I didn't see someone for a couple of years, they just died.
Yeah.
And I accepted that. Like, not like mourn.
What a traumatizing way to live your life. You're like constantly crying.
Everyone from my high school graduating class, RIP. No, it was just like, I don't know why. I mean, it's not like I would be like, I just assume they like disappear, you know, like a baby.
Yeah, I always thought that where I'll be like laying in bed at 2 a.m. and then I'll like remember a person, just a random person. And for some reason, it ignites so much excitement at me. And I like grab my phone and I'm like looking up their name. And it's they're just living a normal life. And I don't know why I got so excited. But I'm like, oh my God, Janelle from 4th period, where is she?
Yes.
And she's a CNA every time.
She hasn't quit. So how was your how's your week?
Good. I was just thinking, my brain is so bad. My instincts would be like, I went to VidCon. I was like, wait, I already did that last week. So what did I do this week? I have no idea. I've been cleaning my house.
Uh-huh.
I've been cleaning my house and I've been working. That's like all I've been doing.
Good.
Yeah, I got a lot. I've been getting a lot of work done. Now I feel like really excited to be in, you know, just doing my mundane life things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like life's just been a little crazy recently. And I don't really have that many crazy plans. I'm going camping this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I'm so excited.
Like tent camping or RV?
Yeah, tent camping. But on like a like campground.
Is it like glamping or?
Yeah, it's on like one of those campgrounds where there's going to be like a store and a shower. Like it's not, we're not hiking anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be mostly just like hanging out and eating food and talking. But I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at a KOA.
I used to work at a campground.
Really?
Have we talked about this?
No.
That's so funny. Okay, have you seen the Undercover Boss episode about KOA?
No.
You should watch it.
I wish they did an Undercover Boss for my KOA because, like, when she fired me, she, like, humiliated me. She, like, called in all the staff from, like, the cabins and then the long-term RV maintenance people, the people from sewage, the person who worked at the chapel. Like, she called in everyone and she just, like, berated me.
Why? What'd you do?
Okay, so this is a bit of a long story. So they were, like, a super Christian couple. They co-owned the KOA and she just gave birth and I only...
Stole her baby.
Yeah, I only met... Wait, what?
You stole her baby.
Of course, yeah. But I only met her husband once when he was interviewing me and then a second time when something broke and he came by to fix it. But, like, the first thing was, is my old car didn't lock. So, like, I was taking summer classes at a university nearby and I had, like, my computer. So I needed, we're at a campground, the best place to rob anyone, campground. So I, like, had to bring all my, like, stuff in and I just put it in a corner. And so she was like, Sarah, why is your backpack inside? And I was like, my car doesn't lock. And so I don't want to get robbed because you could just.
How old are you?
18.
Okay.
And so, like, she's like, likely story. And I was like, you guys have cameras. Like, you can watch me not study. And then the second thing was...
Wait, what is the other story she thinks happening?
She thinks I'm studying there and not working.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's insane.
I've had this prepared in my mind forever. The second thing was the girl who worked on the computer next to me was running a puppy mill through Facebook. And she was always on Facebook operating that business and sketchy people would come in for her. And so then the owner came in again and she's like, someone's been on Facebook like the entire time. I was like, again, cameras pointed right at my desk. You can see that I'm not on Facebook. It's obviously this girl, you know, but she like didn't want to believe it. I don't know why she had it out for me. And then the third thing was someone came by and we had two breeds of dogs that were not allowed on the campground.
Yeah.
But one of them was a seeing eye dog for this woman who was completely blind.
Yeah.
And so the owner, she was like, Sarah, go tell that lady you can't, like, she can't stay here. And I was like, actually, she can. Like, I know that this is a breed of dog we don't allow.
Right.
But like, she is legally blind. And so she kept getting mad at me, and then she's like, fine. And then she, like,
as if she's doing you a favor now. She's like, fine, this woman can keep her seeing eye dog. I'll allow it, Sarah.
Oh, no, she kicked the lady off. And I was like, that's a complete, like, ADA violation.
You can go to jail, Kate. Or maybe that's wrong.
No, you can get, like, heavily fined. And so, like, I was like, that's so messed up. And so then she just started to hate me. So she was like, you're not working the front desk anymore. You're going to start cleaning all the cabins.
Wow.
And I mean, like, she wanted me to, like, head to toe scrub. But luckily, I also, in the past summers, I would clean beach houses for a living.
Yeah.
So, like, I know how to scrub the crap out of a house.
Yeah.
And so, like, but she would go through the house and, like, go behind, like, one of those big, heavy pieces of wooden furniture, you know, like the cabin furniture. And she's like, it's dusty back there. And I was like, I could not reach back there. And the dresser's literally 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And I doubt that any of our guests. And so she called me in one day and, like, she just, like, but she always, like, acted, I don't know. I think she thought I was, like, hitting on her husband or something, or I don't know.
Yeah.
She was like super whatever. But yeah.
No, that's like, I worked at a campground, but I was actually a bad employee, but I was like, she hated me too.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was 17 when I started working there.
Yeah.
And I would only work there during summers. So I would work there during the summer and then I went to college and then I came back for the summer, worked again.
Yeah.
And I was paid like $9 an hour, but also... I don't think she was paying me. It was like one of those things where there was so much sketchy stuff happening. This was not even that long ago, but we were still like clocking in by just writing our hours in that was on this like crumpled, dirty piece of paper. And we would like give it to her. There was no way she was paying us what we were supposed to be paid, but also was paying us so little anyways.
Yeah.
And it was like her standard for our work was so high. And I was just like, absolutely not. Like, I've always been someone who had a job was like, fire me. I really honestly am grateful I had that mentality because I saw so many people my same age who would like give so much to their job who just like didn't give a shit about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always was like, yeah, fire me. I'll go find another job where they pay me $9 an hour. How hard will that? You know, I was just so over it. But I one day got in really big trouble because I wanted to go kayaking after work because it was like on a lake and you could go kayaking. And I had this plan where me and my friend Evan were going to go kayaking after work. And I had a shift. And she was like, hey, someone called out. I really need you to work just like an hour after your shift. And I was like, I can't do that. Sorry, I have plans. I can't do it. But my plans were kayaking on the lake outside of our work.
Yeah.
So they had to close the store down. And I took a kayak out and was just like kayaking on the water with my friend Evan. And she like walked on the beach and was like, get over here. And she was very upset with me. And I do understand how that was frustrating, but I was like, well, it's not your job to decide what's a valid plan. I had a plan. I told you I had plans that I did. It was just using our kayaks. It was using your kayaks to kayak on this lake.
Yeah, you could literally be rubbing one out in your car in the parking lot, and you still are off the clock. I mean, that's
how I was like, you didn't tell me I was supposed to be working. I don't have to come in and work.
Yeah.
I was not a team player, as they would say. And I understand her frustration.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah. That's how I like always quit because I was like, I'm working minimum wage. I'll just get another waitressing job. Yeah. But there was like when I was a copywriter, they told me the hours were 9 to 5. And I took that very literally.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point they like pulled me aside because they were like, you're leaving right at 5. Do you notice how like those people are still in their desk? And I was like, yeah. I leave at 5. And they were trying to pressure me to stay longer, but I was like, I literally do not care.
No, that's how I was so the same way. And I worked an office job as well. And it was the same thing where I would be like in the middle of a call. Yeah. Like I worked with phones and I would be like, oh, all right, well, I'm going to leave my number because it's 5. So I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Which you're not supposed to do. But I was like, you will not see me working an extra minute.
Yeah.
Never. That's insane. I was just not meant to work a job like that. It was not me.
Yeah,
it was not authentic for me.
You know who works their ass off?
This is just off the top of my head. For me, the hardest worker I know would be Britney Spears,
and I would agree.
That's so random that, like, we both thought that.
From she's been working since she was a teenager to now. Supposedly, I actually don't know if she's working now.
We're about to find out.
All right. So, what is the Free Britney movement, Kendall?
Free Britney, hashtag free. Great. I'm starting off on a great track. I started off with hashtag free Britney, which is not right. Free Britney was a social movement calling for the end of Britney Spears' conservatorship under her father, Jamie Spears. Fans launched the hashtag free Britney movement and utilized social media to bring awareness to the conservatorship. FreeBritney.net launched in 2009. That's so interesting. I didn't know it was that old, to be honest. Shortly after Britney was placed under her conservatorship, Britney fans have long been weary of the conservatorship terms and have often questioned whether it was Britney's best interest. And the conservatorship has since been lifted.
Dissolved? Is that the word, lifted?
I don't know. But it's not there anymore. But they do have a, I'm sure it says somewhere in here, but they now have kind of a, not as serious as a conservatorship, but like a temporary control over her
assets.
No, I think over her.
Oh, well, she is an asset.
That's true.
I think I'm not saying Britney, whatever has happened to her mental or emotional health. I'm saying if I ever, in my own way, lost it, just let me spend all my money. My parents do not have my best interest. My siblings probably don't even have my best interest.
Yeah.
Don't give it. I mean, you could give it to my partner. No, we'd have to be married. Let me spend it. Let me make a fool out of myself. And then, actually, if you're my manager, get me some, like.
You don't have to be married, I don't think, to get someone's money.
No. But I don't like the idea of being unwed and my partner has control of my money.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, I don't know. It's just such a slippery slope because anything where you're deciding someone's mental state can be so, depending on who's deciding that, it can be so bad and manipulative and not okay. So I'm always like, what would it take for me to be like, someone else should be in control of all of my money?
Mm-hmm. And I think that what would have worked if they gave a shit about Britney is she lost control for like a second, but like if you ask, like listen to her songs, like talk to her, like she felt, I mean, she's been in this industry since she was a kid,
yeah,
and she's like sick of all the criticism and like she just wants to do her own stuff and stop like being criticized for like her parenting and all this and her looks.
Yeah,
so like I mean that would drive anyone like up the wall.
Yeah, and it's so crazy because I watched the documentary like years ago, and I remember when I was a child and Britney shaved her head. Uh-huh. And I remember watching it as like an 8-year-old and being like, wow, she's nuts. Like like really being like, she's lost it. And I was watching this documentary and I was like, it's so bizarre that the media was able to make me as an 8-year-old. And, you know, you hear your parents being like, she's gone crazy. So then you're like, oh, okay, she's gone crazy. That's what a crazy person looks like. But then I was watching the documentary and it's just her being like, I want to shave my head. Like, not a crazy thing in any way.
Yeah,
just shaving her head. And I remember as a kid thinking this is the craziest you could get.
Yeah, I mean, in 2022, everyone shaved their head, but...
and it was such a... The video of her is so even grounded, I would say, where she's like, I just feel like everyone's trying to control my looks and what I do, and I would just like to not have my hair right now. I just want to shave my head. It wasn't like she came in sobbing and was like, give me a razor, give me a razor, and anything like that. It was very normal, and I was just shocked because I remember being so... To me, that was the picture of an insane person.
Yeah, I understand that.
Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The hashtag Free Britney movement made a resurgence in April of 2019 because of a podcast episode, a quote, special emergency episode posted for the Spears-centric podcast. Britney's Gram sparked concern about among fans after it aired a voicemail from an anonymous former member of Spears' legal team. In the voicemail, the person claimed Spears had not been taking her medication, causing her father to pull his support from her Las Vegas residency, which she announced in January of 2019. She was putting on hold after her dad was, quote, was hospitalized, and after her dad, quote, was hospitalized and almost died. The unnamed caller said he had left the star's legal team 2 weeks prior, and hosts Barbara Gray and Tess Baker said they confirmed his identity. And then in August of 2020, Jamie Spears called the hashtag Free Britney movement a hoax. Fuck you. He said all the conspiracy theorists don't know anything. The world don't have a clue. It's up to the court of California to decide what's best for my daughter. It's not anyone else's business or yours. In September of 2020, Britney shared her support for the movement. Britney welcomes and appreciates the informed support of her many fans, read a statement per Britney's lawyer. So if Britney is like, I'm trapped.
Yeah.
Why would we not believe her?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. And I think it is, you know, I think being mentally unwell does not make you not able to have autonomy over yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's like, but that's, I mean, it's such a fine line because I do, and I've known people where I'm like, it would be in their best interest to not have control over their finances. You know, I've had people in my life that I'm like, this is very harmful. This is very sad. There are people that really ruin not just their lives, but their family's lives by, you know, it because of their mental illness. And that's really sad. But Britney Spears' dad should not be the person deciding when that time comes. Yeah. But I don't know. It is a slippery slope because somebody's got to decide. There are people where it's really tough. But I think, I don't know. I don't even really know what I'm saying.
No, I understand that. I think for Britney specifically, like, she may have, like, some pre-existing conditions that would occur whether or not she was a star. But I think a lot of the factors that she stressed that are, like, pushing her are external, like, the elements of being a star. So, like, if you removed her from the environment, sure, she would still have maybe some pre-existing things. Or, like, but if you got... Like, she took a couple years off and, like, got to be genuinely herself, like, recoup, rethink, you know, just be with her family. It would not remove the stuff, it would remove the environment. I feel like the environment is what was making her sick.
Yeah. And it could be her dad. You know what I mean? If you're, constantly with a person who's abusive or allegedly or whatever it is.
Yeah. Throughout 2020, Free Britney gained widespread media attention, and support from the movement grew dramatically after the 2021 documentary The New York Times Presents Framing Britney Spears was released. The documentary explored the conservatorship and the social movement to end it. Spears' longtime discontent with the conservatorship came to light in personal accounts and investigative reporting. During the movement, fans led protests demanding an end to Britney's conservatorship.
So some fans believe Spears was trying to communicate with them in clever ways, dropping clues about what was happening in her life and the conservatorship. Do you think that was true?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because she said, like, all of her movements were controlled.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to, like, put hints out there.
Do you remember when Howie Mandel, people thought he'd been kidnapped?
No.
It was like a similar, he was posting kind of similarly filmed videos as Britney Spears. And people were like, Howie Mandel's been kidnapped.
I think he was just making fun of her. I do remember when he showed that prolapsed butthole on TikTok.
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
Oh, Howie, you sick, sick bastard.
He's sick. Yeah, so Britney was sharing all these videos that are bizarre. I mean, they were truly bizarre. But I think it's hard because, you know, I've got some Facebook friends from high school who are not doing well, and they post some really bizarre stuff too.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think it's trying to get me to think anything, or they're trying to tell me something. Maybe they are. But it was hard for me for a while to be like, I can't tell if she's trying to tell me something or if she is truly bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, and there's always these hard things too, where it's like, maybe she's not having a hard time at all. She's, her team is like, do this crazy thing and then it's going to get everyone talking. I now do not think that's what has happened.
Yeah.
But it's just so hard in the beginning to know, because people will, because sometimes you want to be like, well, why, what's the motive for this? And usually the motive is just to, like, get attention.
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, those 911 calls where a woman will call and order a pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then initially, the person on the other line is like, do you have the wrong number? No one dials 911 because they have the wrong number.
Right.
So, like, it a kind of, I know that 911 calls are, like, the bane of my existence. I know that the person taking the phone call needs to get as much information out and keep the person calm as possible, but they just frustrate me. If someone calls 911 ordering a pizza, they're about to be shot, you know? And I would just make that assumption.
Well, I think it's so hard because I think most of the time, this could be wrong, but I'm almost positive. I think most of the time they get the call and then they, like, send a person out already. Like a police officer is going out or something's already happening. But then they have to, like, keep the person calm and on the line. So they're told to keep asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
But then the person on the other line does not understand because it hasn't been communicated to them that someone is on the way. So they're being like, and how tall is the person who's about to murder you? And they're like, can you send someone? And they've already sent someone, but they're like, yes, we're doing that. We're working on it. I just want to ask, so what color shirt are you wearing? And they feel like, so why are you not sending
minimized?
One? But most of the time they've already sent someone. But I am just like, just throw a quick, like, someone's already on the way. I'm just going to keep asking you questions.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's psychology behind that or what, but it feels bizarre to me.
No, yeah. Like, I, that's like, yeah, of course. Like, that, I don't know if, like, this, like, neurotypical versus, like, neurodivergent. I understand, like, you know, when people, like, neurotypical people, like, say a sentence and you're supposed to read between the lines. If, like, I was, like, on a 911 call, like, I would just be like, someone is on the way. I'm trying to keep you on the line.
Right.
What color are you wearing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's covered in blood.
Yeah. So, well, it's the most insane thing when it feels like they obviously, they're like whispering. They're like, I'm in someone's house. I've been kidnapped. And they've already sent someone, but I'm like, why are you continuing to talk to this person? Clearly, they can't talk loudly.
Yeah.
Why are you being like, are you having a fun time?
Yeah.
How do you feel right now? Do you know anyone there? It, like, feels crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess they're supposed to do it. I think they are supposed to stay on the line for as long as they can. But in some cases, I'm like, there must be cases where talking will make this worse.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But the the fan theories was in one video, Britney showed off her Easter outfit. Fans believe she looked unhappy in the video. In the short clip, you hear a man who is most likely her boyfriend in the background asking, is this your Easter outfit today? Spears, who is wearing white shorts, chunky tan heels, and a flowy long sleeve crop top. That's so her.
It's
with purple flowers on it, says, yes, this is my Easter suit today. And then someone says, looked like she'd been crying and was definitely didn't want to make this. A fan commented about her facial expression. She looked uncomfortable. Look at her body language. And then Britney posted a photo of a red sky, which worried fans. The photo was captioned red in all caps, which fans thought was a code red. And then someone wrote, what is this about red? I think, it gets harder. She obviously has a legal team.
Yeah.
You know, like, so you if she says, like, I'm stuck, like, they could probably, like, you know, sue her or, like, take away her social media. So she has to communicate in code.
Yeah.
I would not normally assume this of, like, someone's mom. Like, if my mom were to post a photo of the sky and she's, like, captioned it red, I'd be like, you're losing it, Judy. But, like, if a celebrity.
Judy.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree. Although, honestly, what you just described about her standing and looking like she'd been crying and her husband being like, is this your Easter outfit? It really does remind me of my girlfriend and I when I've gotten, like, overstimulated because I was getting dressed. This happens to me every time I get dressed.
Yeah.
I get really overstimulated, and then I start crying. And then my girlfriend is like, let's calm down. And then if it's before an event, they say, we got to take a picture. And then I feel like we'll be like, is this your red carpet outfit? And I'm like, that's me.
Yeah.
Crying on camera in my Easter dress.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I try on something nice, I either have to take a Ativan or a beta blocker so I can chill out or put ice against the back of my neck.
Yes. People literally will all the time be like, we should go shopping together. And I'm like, so you don't understand. I can only go shopping with my partner, basically, because me shopping is like, I should like have my therapist come with me. It is a nightmare.
Yeah.
It is not fun.
No.
We're not like, wee. I cry 7 times. I'm overheated. I need like 8 snacks to get me through the day. It's very, I hate shopping for clothes. So I'm always like, no, that's not a fun thing we should do. That's not good.
I am, when I'm shopping for clothes, what sucks, and I know, okay, it's like, it's shopping is for clothes is worse if you're like plus size because like your sizes aren't there. I am usually the last size before a brand taps out.
Oh, yeah.
And so like what sucks a lot is like it's a crapshoot. Like if I'm like, the comforting about saying, yes, we have your size, no, we have your size, and then we might.
Yeah.
Because you have to go, you know? You're like,
right.
And then you waste your time, you know?
Well, and you just, it feels like you're just setting yourself. I'm like, when I go into shop, now at this point, I found a couple really incredible brands that I think are great for like, I'm extra large, so I'm not technically plus size, but I also sometimes wear plus size.
Yeah.
It just depends on the brand. But I know when I go into shop that I'm just going in to feel like shit. I'm like, I'm going to walk out with nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like the way I have to talk myself up in a dressing room mirror is the most insane thing anyone's ever seen. Like I walk in there and I look at myself and I'm like, you are beautiful. Don't let what is about to happen define you. You are the most amazing person. And I'm like putting on these clothes that do not even go around my thighs in any way. And I'm just sitting with like pants around my ankles being like, you are so pretty. Oh my God. It's like hell. It's true hell. And it's terrible.
It is. I went to the Grove, the Zara at the Grove. The changing rooms are 85 degrees.
They're so hot.
And I
don't
was like,
understand.
I'm having a heat stroke.
It's so crazy. And I've had, I just get so mad, especially because so many places now will carry an XL, but it's like not an XL. Like, you know, people talk about how sizes are just like made up. It's truly insane. Brand to brand, it doesn't make sense. And it always feels like I get genuinely mad at the workers, which is insane because it absolutely has nothing to do with it. And I would never tell them I was mad. But I feel like I'm being pranked because they're like, an XL, yes, here you go. And it's like a small. And I'm like, this feels like what do you think? there's nothing you could gain from this because no person who's an XL is going to buy this.
Yeah.
But you're making me try it on. You know it's not going to fit me.
Uh-huh.
But you're labeling it as my size and I feel like I'm being pranked. Like I literally feel like I'm on a hidden camera show.
Oh yeah, like I bought a nice dress. I've never bought like a super nice dress in like a long time at Dillard's or something
yeah.
and I was like the last size that they had and they were like, "Oh." And they took me to like prom dresses and I had to get like a formal dress. And then the other dresses that they had were like mother of the bride, like sort
yeah.
of thing, like with like shawls. And I was like, I'm not going to wear this.
It's wild because I always, whenever I go to Macy's, like I have struggled so much fine because I feel like I have to do red carpets often
yeah.
enough that I like need to like have things to wear. And I've gone to the mall. I've gone to Bloomingdale's. Okay.
Yeah.
I even was like, I'll put some money down. Like
yeah.
I will spend money on a nice thing. That's
yeah.
fine. And I go and it's just all these like very matronly older women
yes.
dresses. And I'm like, where do people find clothes? I don't understand. Like I truly don't understand who's buying these also. Like I don't, and it's like no matter the time of year, there's prom dresses.
Only so many funerals that someone's mother-in-law
right.
can attend.
And there's so many funeral. It's like long full-length black dresses with like ruching on the boobs. It's like insane. I don't understand. I get so mad. I get really mad. So anyways, I just relate to Brittany yeah. a lot.
I love you, Brittany. So we are at the end of page 3 with the recent Brittany conspiracy theories. So there's like the reason why we bring this up. There's a bunch that have begun to crop up again in 2022 and 2023. Like what, Kendall?
Well, the first theory is that celebrity blogger Paris Hilton, who had previously dismissed the rumors as silly and wrong, spoke again about it in December. Okay, that's not a rumor. Sorry, I read
yeah,
that wrong. But that,
it's okay.
that's what happened. He said that an inset. I'm sorry, I'm confused. Can we edit this part out?
Yeah.
He does that supposed to say she.
No, Perez, not Paris.
Oh, my God.
Keep
thank
that
you
in.
So much.
No! No, 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 seriously. Because that's why Perez Hilton is named Perez Hilton, after Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God.
You think Paris Hilton is a celebrity blogger?
I have no idea.
Wait, that does show our age difference. Perez Hilton is huge.
I don't know.
You should read it.
It sounds like Pez Hilton, like a Pez dispenser
he's
of Paris Hilton.
He's notoriously a piece of shit, so
wow.
you can just go ahead.
Then I'm going to keep calling him Paris Hilton.
No, because I love Paris, and she just came out with a new tracksuit line, so I cannot get on bad terms
with her. I really want you and I to have a show like The Simple Life.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be, but it's like the neurodivergent Simple Life.
We work on a farm.
And we like can't take directions, but not because we're like spoiled, but because we literally are stupid. And we're just like, what?
But,
how
like,
do I do this? I wasn't listening. What are you doing?
We're like shoveling hay in like our juicy guitar tracksuit. And my like prom dress I got from Dillard's
is black and so ugly. I just get so pissed. And it's so hot in the dressing rooms. You're right. And I'm like, you can't be making money. The only place that does it right, and I don't support Victoria's Secret, okay? But there. They are smart. Their dressing rooms are 2 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and they have this lighting that makes you look so tan.
Yeah.
And I will leave there having bought so much stuff that I look horrendous in.
Yeah.
Because I look like a different... It's like they have funhouse mirrors in there, but they make you look hotter.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, yeah.
That's how they got to do it everywhere.
Whenever I'm in like a changing room where I have to get completely nude, and they like... I hate downlighting. It's where like it's directly
yeah.
above you. So like all of the shadows from like boob... stomach, chin, like everything is shown. I'm like, light it from this, like lighting
yeah.
around the mirror, like guys. But like, yeah, it looks like my boobs are given the Kubrick stare.
It's so bad.
Like,
and those dressing and those dressing rooms always have like the grocery store tiles where like you look down and all the tiles are different. And
yeah.
you're like, how did they, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you're like, how did you even, you were making a store and you just were like, any tiles are fine. We'll take
yes.
any extra tiles you have. And there's like blood on them. It's really scary. So Perez Hilton, who had previously dismissed the rumors as silly and wrong, spoke again about it in December 2022. He said that an insider had revealed that things with Britney were bad, but Perez would not make any health information public out of respect. What is his relationship to Britney?
He's a blogger, and he has no respect.
So he just wants attention?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why is he... It's so bold to say... There's like the rumors aren't true when you have absolutely no idea.
I'm literally already adding it to our episode list. Perez Hilton is going to be so fun. Keep going now.
Is he similar? You know what would be a good one, too, is, oh, my God. He used to host American Idol. Why am I forgetting his name?
Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. We should do an episode about him because he's is nuts.
Arguably worse. But wait, keep going about what Perez stated.
Okay, Perez Hilton stated nobody has speculated on what's really happening. And I just want to send Britney genuine love. I hope she knows that the world is rooting for her. She's beloved. And this is mainly for Britney's fans. Your concern is warranted. But if and when the truth comes out, I think it would be really... Sorry. But if and when the truth comes out, I think it would be... Oh, my God. I cannot
read
this. But if and when the truth comes out, I think it would really surprise people. It surprised me.
Mm-hmm. And then the theories were fueled by Jeffree Star hinting about the Hollywood elite. You know, Jeffree tweeted, in 2020, I was going to expose everything in a matter of days.
I can't.
The Hollywood elite tried to ruin my entire career, villainized me, and flooded the news with lies to discredit me. If you guys only knew the truth about what they are doing to Britney and Kanye.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
So the conspiracy theory started circulating amid rumors of Kanye West went missing. Okay, so this is all about what hearsay that Jeffree may have said. So Jeffree Star basically believes that something bad happened to Britney, and whether he's a credible source or not, much like Perez Hilton, two people confirmed that maybe something bad has happened.
Sure.
But what are some other conspiracy theories?
Let's see. Well, and starting at, below are a few conspiracy theories. Okay. Britney is missing or dead and was replaced with a clone or AI. And this started because there was she always posts these videos of her dancing. And in a lot of them, specifically one, it looks like her face is removed and it's a filter for second. And it looks like someone else. People say it looks like Jamie Spears, but I don't really. It just looks like another person to me. Did you see that video?
Yes, I have.
It is wild.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are like, she's dead and a person is pretending to be Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It does look like AI. I mean, AI has come so far. I wish this is mainly like an audio platform, but we are on YouTube and like there's no way to like, I don't really want to pull this up. But like it's like someone has like digitally replaced like her face and you can see it when she puts her or whoever this person's like hand in front of their face for a second, it like glitches and you see it move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it really is bizarre. And I mean, it's so hard to know though, because I mean, people have talked about before when they FaceTime too, they'll have moments where like their eye glitches or something. And they're like, oh, something, there's like a filter on me on FaceTime that's now moving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe she could also just have a filter on, but it does look like a completely different person's face.
Oh yeah. Well, blurring the pores is different from like giving you a different bone structure.
But if you go on like FaceApp,
for
example, like Facetune, that will like change the structure of your face.
That is true, but I don't think that she's doing that.
I don't either. I just think it is like it looks like a completely different person. You're right, but I just think there is so much technology out there that it is scary sometimes, where it's like there's really no way to like
tell.
There's just a lot of options of things that could be happening, you know. But I do feel like. This one, but I'll say this one was so extreme that even when I watched it, I was like, whoa, that's a different person.
Yeah.
And Britney posted a video while in Mexico. She gave a quick update to her fans a few months after her conservatorship ended. Fans thought her voice sounded different and believed she was using sign language to sign for help. Fans believed it wasn't really Britney in the video and that she still wasn't free. Fans have used different photos / videos of her as proof that she's AI. It's unclear why people use these videos as proof. It may be because certain parts of the video are blurry. Or there's moments like, and we'll get to this later, but at her wedding, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Where she like moves and her hand like goes through some, I think Madonna's hair.
Yeah.
And it like does not make sense.
Oh, yeah. Like her wedding looked like it was like on a green screen.
Yeah. It was bizarre. So other celebrities are now involved in the conspiracy and helping to hide that Britney is missing, allegedly, or in danger. Fans used a video of Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears as evidence of this since the background looks blurry around them. And I mean, there's a whole slew. I was looking it up this morning. There's like hundreds of videos of her where there's things that are a little off.
Yeah.
And some of them, I think some of them are kind of like, who knows? Like there's one where she like moves her arm and people are like, her hand looks weird there. But I'm like, it kind of also just looks like her hand's in a sleeve. Like you can't really tell. But then some of them are very obviously clear.
I definitely believe this conspiracy. I think it's more than a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, because I think no matter what, something bad is happening.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I don't know what's happening. I'm not like, I'm sure this is the route that is definitely happening, but I definitely know something is very weird.
So then my theory is like, if other celebrities are in on this, they're like, they could be sympathetic to what's happening. So maybe it is someone else pretending to be Britney because Britney needs a break.
Well, this is what I had a hard time with. So just to jump ahead a little, there's a wedding. Britney has a wedding, which everyone was like, was really to show, look, everything's perfect. Like, I feel like a wedding is the most, like, everything is amazing. Everything's going well. They have this wedding, and then, of course, there's conspiracies that it did not happen. It's all AI. It's all fake. And there's videos that show weird moments where the AI kind of messes up.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Selena Gomez, Madonna. Who else was there? Like,
I only know Madonna and Selena Gomez.
Yeah, me too. Ariana, Selena Gomez. No, not Ariana. Selena Gomez, Madonna.
A bunch of people. Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is your idea. There's huge celebrities there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would those people do that? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would they, what would be the motive to, like, get on a plane, go to this wedding, knowing it was not real?
Uh-huh.
That's just like hard for me to wrap my brain around a little bit. Like, what would their motive be? Why is it beneficial for them to go to this wedding? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what my theory was. Like, maybe Britney, she just got out of the conservatorship, so she like actually needs a break.
Yes.
So they got a replacement, and they want like her like life to continue as regular, so like as normal, because maybe Britney is off somewhere else trying to enjoy herself, and they're trying to put the spotlight back on Hollywood.
That's what I, I agree, because I think to me, and once again, I have no idea, but I'm just like, the only thing that makes sense to me is she was like, I want to like fall off the face of the earth for like 3 years, and I would love support in that. And her friends were like, great.
Yeah.
But also, are these her friends? I don't know. I'm always like, who are this random group of people? Drew Barrymore, Selena Gomez, and Madonna are friends with Britney Spears. And didn't she make a post that was kind of like alluding to the fact that she didn't really know anyone at her wedding and it was kind of bizarre? Like, she did make a post that was like, the guy from Baby Driver at my wedding, how fun. And it was Ansel Elgort. Like, she didn't even know his name. Yeah. She was just like, the guy from Baby Driver is here.
Well, I mean, like, maybe he was a plus one. Because, I mean, like, I mean, they, just because he's famous doesn't mean that, like, she knows him. So they're just listing the most notable people that were there.
Yes, yes, yes. I just had read something this morning that was saying she alluded to the fact that, like, she didn't know. She'd said, I think, and I know I'm wording this wrong, but, like, Selena, Drew, and Madonna were here, and I didn't even know they were coming. Something along those lines. Like, it was a surprise to me. So people were just saying, that was weird. There's no conclusion to it. They were just like, that was odd.
Uh-huh. Interesting. But I do want to say Britney's ex-husband, Jason Alexander, showed up at her home on her wedding day to crash the wedding, and he live-streamed himself breaking into the home on Instagram Live. Security eventually removed him from the house. But Jason and fans were convinced the wedding was fake because there weren't any guests present. The day of the wedding. And commenters pointed out that Jason probably showed up while they were still setting up for the wedding, possibly. Some wedding photos look suspicious to fans who believe that they were staged or created with AI green screen. It looks like some photos were superimposed on a different wedding-themed backgrounds. Fans believe this was proof that the wedding was staged. There was also a photo where Madonna looks like she's gripping her own neck, which fans thought was strange. But, I mean, Madonna's strange, but I mean... Fans use blurry photos / videos and weird lighting as proof that the wedding was faked and that AI was used in Britney's place. And then some fans believe that photos of Madonna at the wedding were fake because she wore an old dress to Britney's wedding. Fans believe that Madonna had worn the dress before due to a photo Britney posted in August of 2022. Fans doubted that Madonna would rewear a dress to an event. In Britney's next post, the first photo shows her with Madonna at the wedding in the, quote, old dress. Next in the carousel is a video of Britney dancing to Madonna's song Vogue. And then Britney's caption reads, reflecting back. Okay, so this was 2.5 years ago. I was going to post it, but the extremely low quality is not professional. I didn't post it, but I found it yesterday on my phone somehow. It was weird because it was Madonna's birthday. This was when I used backdrops and shot photos with a stick for 2 years because I was scared of people. LOL. Just kidding. Not really. Anyways, I did in respect to Madonna because I think you already know that she came to my freaking wedding. I honestly still can't get over it. Happy belated birthday, Madonna. You guys kissed one time. P.S. I know it's repetitive. It was a work in progress. I'm weird as fuck and I'm never finished. It seems that the reflecting back comment was referring to the video where Britney dances to Vogue rather than the photo taken with Madonna. It seems that the photo with Madonna was taken at Britney's wedding, so the dress wasn't old like fans believed.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing also, like, maybe Britney is living somewhere else, and the reason why she didn't expect Madonna to come is because maybe she doesn't get, like, daily updates.
Yeah,
like, weekly updates. Like, the invitations just went out to, like, we need some celebrities here.
Yeah.
And so, like, she wasn't clued in to, like, what Britney was doing this week.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
And I also, maybe she could be pregnant.
Britney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I mean, if she's trying to hide that and she needs, like, someone else to step in for her, she's known for her torso.
Yeah.
I've seen that thing more than I've seen my mom.
You should get family photos where you edit in Britney Spears' torso to be your mom.
Yeah.
Very healing. And we gotta finish up because we're running out of time, but there's been a lot of bizarre stuff. And the wedding was weird. Once again, I have no idea what happened, but it was weird. There was weird things. I think usually with celebrity stuff like this, I'm always like, it's much more simple than people are making it. Like, I've visited Reddit before. I see what people think about a bunch of different people and what's going on and influencers and celebrities' lives. And if I know what's actually happening, I'm always like, wow, it is so much simpler than that. It is so not a big deal. It is so not anything. Nothing's happening and you're like, maybe this person died and then this person paid them millions of dollars and now they're doing, and they always make a huge conspiracy. This is the first one I've been like, I don't know. I think something is really weird.
I think it's like that, what's that movie with, what's that Oscar-winning actress who's incredible?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, where she like freezes her age.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Okay, so, or like with Elvis, there's like a theory that Elvis, Michael Jackson didn't actually die. They just like went to hiding. They did. But like, this is my theory for Britney.
They didn't.
They did die.
Oh, I thought you were like, I mean, they did go into hiding. I was like,
They are my neighbors and they're gay. But no, I think Britney is either pregnant and somewhere else trying to live her life. Because I mean, that's why your conservatorship like came up in the first place is that, you know, people are bugging her and her kids.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why I'm stressed out. Britney Spears is waiting outside our recording studio to do this interview.
Is it Britney or like Britney?
I don't know. I saw her outside. It did not look like Britney Spears, but she introduced herself as Britney Spears.
Oh my God.
So, and I was like, oh, thanks. I heard you doing the show. It did not sound like Britney Spears, but that's all I know.
That's actually interesting. Well, I'll find out for you because I'm supposed to interview her and I'll let you know if anything weird happens.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Britney before we head on over to the interview?
No, I'll find out from Britney herself.
Yeah, it's from Britney herself. Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for watching and enjoy this interview. I'm like so jealous you're getting to interview Britney Spears. This feels crazy to me, but what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. All right, bye guys.
And we're back with...
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Britney Spears.
Are you sure?
Yes. What do you mean?
Okay.
I'm Britney Spears, the singer, the famous singer, dancer. Britney.
How do you spell Britney?
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y.
Perfect. There are rumors that you're dead. Britney, what do you think about that?
I know. That's crazy. I'm not dead. I'm right here on this podcast. I am not dead at all. Uh-huh. And I actually am having a great time. I just got married. I have children.
What are their names?
What
are your kids' names?
So I, so yeah, like I just am getting, yeah, my kids. I love my kids so much.
You do happen to, what, just one name?
One name of in
their,
the world?
Of their, your one, your child's name.
Brittany Jr. is one of them. But they don't go by that, so you probably don't know that. But that is the real name of both of them.
You have two boys?
Two boys, yeah. And their real names are Brittany Jr., but they go by other things.
Okay. So, was your wedding real?
Yes, my wedding was real. I don't understand the, I don't, sorry, I'm getting a call. Can I take a call?
Of course.
Thank you. Hi, this is Jessica. Yes. I'm working right now. Can I just call you back, Mom? Okay, I love you. Bye. Sorry about that. Yes, I had a wedding, and it was so fun. It was awesome, and I had a great time.
Is Jessica a nickname?
Who's Jessica?
You just said, hello, my name is Jessica.
That was that's my mom. I was calling my mom, and I was saying, this is Jessica, because that's a joke that we have.
Okay.
That's not really my real name. During the hours of 9 to 5, my name is Brittany.
Because it's a... You're not actually Britney Spears.
I am Britney Spears. My wedding was awesome. There were flowers everywhere, and I'm very in love.
What state were you born in, Britney?
I was a baby. How am I supposed to remember that?
True.
Nobody remembers what they were doing when they were a baby.
Mm-hmm. Where were your kids born?
I was going through birth. I was in a hospital. How am I supposed to? You want me to look up on a map while I'm giving birth? Have you ever given birth before? No, it shows.
Thank you. So can you sing us one of your songs?
You didn't tell me I was going to have to do that in advance.
I mean, just hum a little tune.
Okay, can I look one of them up?
No.
I can't look up. Why? Let me just look up one of the songs.
Why do you need to look up your own song?
Because let me just look up one of my songs.
You have performed over 5,000 shows and you need to look up one of your songs?
Okay, and? Most people would have to pay a lot of money to even see me sing. So the fact that I'm giving it to you for free and you won't even let me look it up on the internet, I'm looking it up.
Okay, look up Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops, I Did It Again?
Yes.
That's a weird name for a song.
Well, it's...
Oops, I Did.
You thought of it.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Oh, it's also a weird name for two kids.
Oops, I Brittany Did Jr. It Again. Here we go. Oh. Music video. Okay, lyrics. Oh, my God. Okay. Oops. Wait, let me try it one second. Oops, I did it again. I play from your heart.
No.
Got lost in the game.
Yes.
Oh, baby, baby. Oops, you think I'm in love. Then I'm set from I'm not that innocent.
Incredible.
You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away.
A little pitchy.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Wishing the heroes. This doesn't even make any sense.
Okay, so Brittany, who were you dating at the time when that song came out?
Who was I dating when what came out? The song?
Yes.
I Did It Again?
Yeah.
Craig?
No, he's actually pretty famous.
Okay, well, you're jealous and it's showing.
I'm gay, and it's not showing, damn.
Who was it? I don't remember, it was so hard that I blocked it out.
I was born in 1994, but I do remember where I was in 1999.
Oh my God, wait, what day in 1994?
October 5th.
I'm also born in October 1994.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No.
We have the same birthday.
We do not.
What are you talking about?
We have the same birthday. What astrological sign are you?
A Scorpio.
No. Okay, so why was your Instagram deleted?
Oh, I didn't delete it. It got removed.
Uh-huh.
I was DMing an ex-boyfriend of mine. This is not even related. This is embarrassing. I have to share this. I was DMing an ex-boyfriend of mine a lot of memes about the submarine, and he blocked me. And then he blocked me so many times that and he kept reporting my account and it got deleted.
That's actually so crazy because your Instagram got deleted months before the submarine disappeared.
I know.
Were actually just like a fortune teller. So maybe that did freak him out a bit.
No, not the last submarine. My submarine trip. I went on a submarine trip too.
You have a private submarine?
Yes. I'm Britney Spears, bitch.
Yeah.
Of course I have a submarine.
Where do you go in your submarine?
To the Titanic. Every single time. Wasn't too hard for me. I don't know.
Do you think a, what do you have, a commercial or like a military grade submarine?
What? I have like a one I made.
Do you think that that would reach the depth of the Titanic?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to say to your fans who think you're dead or not real?
Hi, it's Brittany. What time is it? Okay, it's 5 o'clock. I'm not doing this.
Oh. What are you not doing?
I'm just done with work.
Uh-huh.
So I'm supposed to be picked up with an Uber. I'm done with work. So I'm supposed to be picked up by an Uber. They told me that.
What do you do for work?
I don't want to tell you.
You should say that you're a singer if that's what you do for work.
I am a singer, but I also am a mom.
Yeah.
And I'm also an icon.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also supposed to go home right now. So I shouldn't have to still be working. This is overtime, technically speaking, because it's 5 o'clock.
So you stop being an icon at 5?
Yeah. I'm a real person. But I'll say, I'll do a little extra work because I care about my job.
Uh-huh.
Hi, if you're listening and you're a fan of me, thank you so much for the support. And I hope that you guys one day have a wedding that is just as amazing as mine. Hi, Selena. Hi, Madonna. Hi, what's that girl? She does the talk.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Hey, girls, I miss you. And oops, I'm zinning again.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for being on.
Thank you. My Uber's here.
You should take your submarine home. All right, well, that was interesting. I'm still not sure if it was Britney.
I can't believe it. I saw her walking out. There's absolutely no way that's Britney Spears. But
yeah.
First of all, she was 5'10", which felt crazy to me.
Yeah, and the way that she danced out of the studio.
Yes, there was a lot going on. But Brittany, if you're listening, I know you're a viewer of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brittany
Spears. We're sending you love no matter what you're going through. And yeah, it's a tough situation. But thanks for being here this week, Sarah.
Thanks for being here too, Kendall, because you're the
girl. You're a very consistent part of my life. I appreciate it.
I know. I'm one of the 6 people you know the name of.
Truly.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Make sure to like and subscribe there. Listen and follow us each week. We have new episodes every Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.